Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walter. This episode of Flavors and Knowledge will focus on artichokes. This new feature will function as a virtual cooking class where I will recite the ingredients and the procedures. You'll be able to download the complete recipe on my blog, which I will list at the end of this podcast. I think this can be a fun way to cook together from afar. The best feature of podcast recipes is that you can stop me anytime if you missed a step. And so, dear foodies, the sunny spring days are particularly good for cooking. The produce sections of your grocery store is about to get gorgeous. Although all kinds of fruits and vegetables are plentiful this time of year, there is one that particularly inspires me more than any other: artichokes. But not all of them are suitable for every application, and so let's spend a few minutes on this incredible vegetable that could be intimidating to some recreational cooks. Artichokes are native to the Mediterranean region, an area of the world with one of the lowest rates of chronic disease and one of the highest life expectancies. Mediterranean cuisine features artichoke, many different vegetables and fruits, with very little saturated fat. As you know, today's health professionals continue to recommend a low-fat diet with at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day to reduce the risk of certain physical ailments. This type of diet combined with daily physical activity promotes lifelong health, and we all agree to the message. It was not until the early 20th century that artichokes were grown in the United States. Initially, in the U.S., artichokes were grown in Louisiana, brought there by settlers in the 19th century. The word artichoke comes from the Arabic word al-karshuf. The name passed into Spanish during the Middle Ages and remained alcachofas, eventually becoming an English dictionary word. In the United States, California provides nearly 100% of the U.S. crop, with about 80% of that being grown in the Monterey County. In the peninsula, the town Castroville proclaims itself to be the artichoke center of the world and holds the annual Castroville Artichoke Festival. I actually took part in 2 of those events as a visiting chef. Fun weekends, I must tell you. And all I remember is cooking at least 16 recipes for 3 consecutive days for at least 600 plus guests each day. Certainly plenty of iron in my hands. California artichokes are a delicious fit for a healthy lifestyle. One large artichoke contains only 25 calories, no fat, 170 milligrams of potassium, and it's a wonderful source of vitamin C, iron, folate, magnesium, and dietary fibers. Beware to keep dressings, sauces, and dips low in fat. I am sure you can do this and have fun along the way to a better health. And so, the recipe that I chose for this particular podcast, it's called Baked Artichoke Terrine. Terrine is the French word for casserole. The ingredients that you're going to be needing are for 4 servings. And you will begin with 2 mediums California artichokes. I would pick the ones firm to the squeeze. 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. 2 medium white onions sliced thick, about 1/4 inch. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. 1 teaspoon of Italian herb seasoning such as marjoram, mint, and fresh thyme. 2 medium tomatoes, sliced, and make sure they are not overly ripe. 6 ounces of fresh mozzarella or Monterey Jack cheese, also thinly sliced, and sea salt and black pepper to taste. Before you begin, make sure your mise en place is in order, meaning all the ingredients are in front of you and nicely displayed. This makes it easier to follow all the necessary steps. Next is to squeeze some lemon juice on your hands, which will prevent the discoloration of the artichoke as you are handling them. And if you're ready, I am. Bend back the outer petals of each artichoke until they snap off easily right near the base. Keep in mind that the edible portion of the petals should remain on the artichoke bottom. Continue to snap off and discard the thick petals until the central core of the pale green petal is reached. Trim the brown ends of the stem and cut off the top 2 inches of the artichoke. You may discard those leaves, and you can do this by using a sharp scissor. Hold the artichoke in your hand and with a paring knife remove the dark outer layers from the artichoke bottoms. Using a soup spoon, remove the fuzzy center known as the choke. Proceed to slice the artichoke bottoms about 1/4 inch thick and immerse in cold water with a little bit of lemon juice. Again, here is to prevent the discoloration while you're working with the artichokes. And now you move into the hot portion of the recipe. Using a 12-inch sauté pan, cook the sliced onion in olive oil for about 5 to 8 minutes or until tender. Choose the casserole you're going to use. It could be a 2-quart oven-proof baking dish, a terracotta baking casserole, which works also very nicely, or perhaps a Pyrex. For this dish, I don't suggest any casseroles made of cast iron or metal in general, because the iron in the artichokes don't react well with metal. Begin the layers by first spooning the cooked onions, beginning at the center of the casserole, and alternate with tomatoes, cheese, and artichoke slices in a circular mode, while slightly overlapping, so that all the ingredients are visible and appealing. Remember, the step is fundamental, because it will be the facade that your guest will see. I'm suggesting to take your time and do the layers as perfect as possible. Again, it's all about visualization first. Now you're ready to sprinkle the layers with your herbs, a pinch of salt, and a good dash of freshly ground black pepper. And you're set to go. Cover the casserole with a lid or foil and bake at 375 Fahrenheit for about 40 minutes. Again, here the time is approximate because I really don't know the setting in your oven or how well it works, so you would have to regulate and judge it for yourself. On top of the casserole, you could also add some toasted breadcrumbs or perhaps some toasted seeds of choice, but again, this is purely optional. Of course, whatever you add on top, it would add a crunchiness to the overall flavor. And while you're waiting for the tureen to cook, pour yourself a good glass of wine and indulge. Once the casserole is done, drizzle with additional olive oil right before serving. The scent of the raw olive will permeate through the room while offering a spike of freshness. And so you're having your wine, but you don't know which one to pick, right? So let me see if I can help you with this selection. Artichoke have the reputation of being a wine killer. Artichoke can make even dry whites taste oddly sweet. But that doesn't account for the different ways in which they are cooked and now they are served. Again, it's all connected to the recipe itself. I'm suggesting a strong dry rosé, which is a reasonable match, as they are the light French wines from the Loire Valley, or perhaps any Italian reds, especially Sangiovese. Actually, red wines with a marked acidity seem to work much better than those with tannins or an overly fruity character. Lastly, if you're still confused with the wine selection, just drink good wine and don't be too concerned about the matching portion of it. I hope you enjoyed this recipe. Feel free to send us your feedback and topic suggestions or questions you may have. You can download this tureen at www.chefwaltersfinefoods.com/blog That is all for this episode. Subscribe to Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform. And if you have a chance, follow us on our YouTube channel under Chef Walter's Cooking School. Keep your eyes on the fire, and thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.